Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hi, I'm Eve, and you're listening to Transforming Trauma. I'm here to share my truth in hopes of inspiring others to share theirs. My intention is to share what's going on in one survivor's corner of the world. This month's podcast is going to largely be about self-compassion, which is a practice that I am focused on very much in my own life. I have this new sense that it's the answer to everyone's problems and the world's problems, and that might sound overly simplistic, but if you've read anything by the Dalai Lama or Thich Nhat Hanh, you understand that having compassion for yourself is a good place to start when it comes to the suffering around the world, which is pretty relevant right now. There's a lot of hurt and pain and anger. But first, I'd like to express a little bit of my own anger. There's a topic that keeps coming up for me around accountability and justice, which is, you know, a big theme for a lot of survivors. And I came across this article that a girl I used to mentor actually through a leadership program posted. She's been very involved in like sexual violence activism and organizing in college and now through her job. So very happy to see that she's continuing that work. The article is published on the Inside Higher Ed, and it's called Teaching About Sexuality, Violence, and Power. I'll post it in the episode notes. There's a part in here where it's talking about the way that society responds to the perpetrator if they're a stranger versus if they're someone who people know or respect, if there's affiliation. So the idea is that it's a lot easier to bring down the hammer and the weight of the criminal justice system when it's a bad guy. But if it's not, if it's a coach, if it's a professor, if it's someone in the church, it becomes difficult to label him as someone who would do such a thing. So we make excuses and bend over backwards to deny the victim's experience. So I feel a lot of anger around this topic. You know, of course, a lot of violence happens within the home, and that's one of the most taboo types of sexual violences because we can't possibly talk about, you know, a good person or a bad person in someone's home committing an act of sexual violence. But there's another part of this angry rant that I wanted to express here, and that's what happens when a good guy or a bad guy commits a violent offense. I feel endlessly frustrated that we talk about just sending people to prison. I've spent this past year actually getting to know a number of adults who have committed different levels of sexual violence. And I cannot speak on behalf of all sexual offenders, absolutely not. And I actually struggle to use that term because so many people who commit sexual violence are victims themselves. And you get to know people's stories and you remember that just like survivors of sexual violence, offenders have totally unique experiences. So I understand that because of how laws work, you have to make generalizations. I get that. But I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a survivor. And I'm someone who tries not to read too much about all these news stories. But every once in a while, a headline or a friend sends something and it's hard not to read. So the point in where I was going about this angry rant is that we need to do more as a society than just send people to prison. That is a traumatizing place, and it actually, the way the system is set up, people end up re-offending because when they get out, it's very hard to find jobs. That's an understatement. It's hard to find housing. There's incredible stigma in people's families and communities. A lot of times people go back into the same situations, and then sometimes people do re-offend. However, I was talking to a friend recently, and I was reminded that there's so much misinformation, and society perpetuates these ideas that everyone's a pedophile and a repeat rapist, and that's just not what the research shows, and I don't have statistics in front of me, but I think people overgeneralize a lot, and what we really need is a lot more sex education, teaching parents how to talk about boundaries with children at a young age. Absolutely, there needs to be more education in college where there's a lot of sexual violence and, you know, rape culture, I would say, for sure. So action steps, there's so many things that we can do. These social problems have no easy answers. So comprehensive education and looking at things from more angles than just crime and punishment, I think, is really important. So now onto self-compassion, because I need a lot of that right now. And I think talking about this in general gets my adrenaline running. And I find myself going throughout most of the day and the week and my life with a lot of adrenaline running. And that's part of my own trauma response. So learning to be compassionate with myself is the very center of my healing right now. As this paper in front of me says, it's the center of self-esteem. So when you have compassion for yourself, you understand and accept yourself. What this means is if you make a mistake, you forgive yourself. You have reasonable expectations of yourself. You set realistic and attainable goals. You see yourself as basically good. You recognize that you are neither a god nor a monster, but a human being struggling to do the best you can and struggling to become the most that you can become. So it's really hard to develop healthy self-esteem if you don't have compassion for yourself. So this is about self-talk in a lot of senses. That's another way to think about it. So what I'm learning is that there's three main pillars of self-compassion. There's mindfulness, there's kindness, and there's common humanity. So one thing that I'm planning to do, which I've been meaning to do for many months now, is to put some post-its around my room and apartment in places that I'll see it, perhaps on the mirror, and give myself some self-compassionate love, because it's very easy to hear all the negative talk all day long. For me, and possibly for many other survivors. So another point that I wanted to make sure to mention is learning to be more compassionate sometimes requires formal use of certain thoughts. So to promote understanding of yourself, you might ask questions such as, what need was I trying to meet with that behavior? What beliefs influenced that behavior? What pain, hurt, or other feelings influenced my behavior? So if you get this far, then you can make the following statements and remind yourself that you can accept yourself without blame, without judgment, no matter how unfortunate your choices have been. For instance, I wish blank hadn't happened, but it was an attempt to meet my needs. I accept myself without judgment for that attempt. Or no matter how regrettable my choice or decision was, I accept myself as someone who is doing her best or his best to survive. So these are just some examples, and I certainly hope to do another episode with more information about self-compassion, because there's so many ways to increase it in your life. If you notice harsh talk, you can ask yourself, If I loved myself, what would I say to myself right now? If I were listening to my deepest needs, what would I say to myself? So this is all about using kinder language, imagining that you're talking to a small child who maybe perhaps made a mistake. Maybe if it's not a small child, it's just someone you love. So experiment with this. Try it. You could use situations like you feel like using a substance because you're lonely, or perhaps you got laid off from a job and you feel like punching a wall. Your partner broke up with you and you want to kill yourself. You got a poor grade on an exam, so you want to binge on food. You can practice with these scenarios and figure out how you can be kind to yourself. You can ask yourself, what do I need to hear right now? And perhaps one of these phrases could be useful. May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I accept myself as I am. May I be safe. May we all be kind. May we live in peace. So suffering is a part of life, and this is just a moment of suffering. So comforting yourself with words like this hurts, I'm not alone, we all struggle in our lives. This is all about self-compassion. So lastly, before I end for the evening, there's an article I came across called The Clock's Arms, Companionship, Time, and Loving a Survivor of Sexual Violence. It was on a blog called ascidesis, and that means a shedding of an outer layer. It's a biology term that describes the shedding of old skin when new skin is ready underneath, like a snake sliding out of its old colors. I just love this, and this woman, survivor, published this in an anthology recently called Dear Sister, Letters from Survivors of Sexual Violence, which is available through the AK Press. She's currently pursuing an MFA at Columbia University. She's based in New York. There's one quote that I'll pull and, again, share the link with everyone in the show notes. It says, "There are wounds that will surprise you with its need for timelessness. Step into that world with a survivor. Put away your expectations. You're ready and practice sayings and understand that violation at this level cannot be put back together according to your timeline or an expert's approximation." So, this article gave me a lot of compassion for myself, and I actually ended up sharing it with several people in my family because I felt like it so powerfully communicates that I'm on my own timeline and no one is going to tell me when I should be over my trauma. So to close, I'd like to share a meditation. This is called Metta, or Loving Kindness. If you YouTube that, you'll find lots of lovely meditations that are guided. Guided meditations can be really helpful for those of us who have trouble just sitting in silence. So keep your eyes closed, or close your eyes as softly, or open them if you need to. Close your eyes, sit comfortably, feet flat on the floor, and your spine straight. Relax your whole body. Keep your eyes closed throughout the whole visualization, and bring your awareness inward. Without straining or concentrating, just relax and gently follow the instructions. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Think of a person close to you who loves you very much. It could be someone from the past or the present, someone still in life or who has passed. It could be a spiritual teacher or guide. Imagine that person standing on your right side, sending you their love. That person is sending you wishes for your safety, for your well-being and happiness. Feel the warm wishes and love coming from that person towards you. Now bring the same person or another person who cherishes you deeply. Imagine that person standing on your left side, sending you wishes for your wellness, for your health and happiness. Feel the kindness and warmth coming to you from that person. Now imagine that you are surrounded on all sides by all the people who love you and have loved you. Picture all your friends and loved ones surrounding you. They're standing, sending you wishes for your happiness, well-being, and health. Back in the warm wishes and love coming from all sides. Bask in it. You are filled and overflowing with warmth and love. Now bring your awareness back to the person standing on your right side. Begin to send love that you feel back to that person. You and this person are similar. Just like you, this person wishes to be happy. Send all your love and warm wishes to that person. And repeat the following phrases silently. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be free from pain. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be free from pain. Now focus your awareness on the person standing on your left side. Begin to direct the love within you to that person. Send all your love and warmth to that person. The person and you are alike, just like you. That person wishes to have a good life. Repeat the following phrases silently. Just as I wish, may you be safe, may you be healthy, may you live with ease and happiness. And you can repeat this. Just as I wish, may you be safe, may you be healthy, may you live with ease and happiness. Now picture another person that you love, perhaps a relative or a friend. This person, like you, wishes to have a happy life. Send warm wishes. May your life be filled with happiness, health, and well-being. May your life be filled with happiness, health, and well-being. So that's it for tonight. I hope that was helpful and inspiring. And I appreciate your listening. I hope to hear from you and your thoughts on what role self-compassion has played in your healing and any struggles that you've had around it. I'd love to hear. I'd like to plug the Beyond Surviving podcast and rachelgrantcoaching.com. Again, Beyond Surviving, the podcast, please check it out and go to rachelgrantcoaching.com for more information. Thanks for listening. Be well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.